Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be the Vessel podcast. My name is Daniel, and I play the roles of channeler and intuitive psychologist, aiming to bridge all aspects of the healing arts while navigating my return journey to the stars. I interview those journeying through all aspects of healing, whether that be from more traditional Western frames or from a more spiritual or spirit-based connection. What I always find is that everyone is a bridge between worlds, a universe unto themselves, and a unique light that shines brightly for the collective. If you like what you hear and are interested in more of my offerings, consider joining the Be the Vessel community at patreon.com/DrDanielAtkins, where you will find various unique offerings, bonus content, and podcasts such as my own channeled information and the new Be the Vessel healing series. May you find what you're looking for and remember the light within. This episode is another solo journey. Just me, my thoughts, and most notably on this one, my vulnerable and at times insecure ego rearing its head and needing some space to express. To be perfectly honest, I had some reservations about sharing this one because it does not always hold the highest frequency. But ultimately, I do trust there is usefulness in hearing aspects of my own mind debate things like fear of judgment and sharing openly with others. It is in some ways a meta-exercise in watching my own mind unfurl itself at different frequencies of resonance and light. This episode will only be available in full via Patreon, but a preview will be shared for all. May it serve you on your own journey of accepting the wholeness of this multidimensional experience in human form. Hello, everyone. Back again for another solo episode. If you have not caught on to the theme, I tend to be guided to these when there are more personal emotions, when the ego is squirming and something is being purged or opened, and I need to express. I need to speak from this place, which is, I'm learning, is so important for me. And it might sound so bizarre to hear me say that I'm just learning that now. In a way, I've always known it, but you know, it's really easy, and the ego is very sneaky about hiding vulnerability. On one level, I've always been a pretty open person, and yet there are always layers of vulnerability that you're not even privy to. You know these emotions are there, but you wouldn't even know how to speak to them if you tried. It feels too raw. And being the way that I am and the roles that I naturally can play as healer, guide, whatever, whatever labels you want, Lord knows I'm not great at identifying with them, but just being in the healing arts, supporting others. You know, you can get attached to that role too, quite easily. And it's a power zone for me, but in order to really purely and cleanly serve in that power, you gotta come into the personal feelings. And not everyone has to share it like this, but I've learned that I do need to. I don't need to, but it really serves me. And it's really not so much about people needing to hear me as much as it is me needing to express, me really needing to express something within me. And this way of getting free, it's not so much about being seen and being heard, which does seem to play a role in this form of expression, right? Like, oh, you want the attention, you want other people to see you, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, part of that is probably true. You know, it's nice to be seen, but, you know, there's a lot of consequences to being seen too. You better be ready. you better be ready. You know, your ego can want one thing, the grandiose ego, and then, you know, that insecure ego better be ready to be with how you're going to be perceived, how you're going to be received. And what you learn is that it's not about either of those things. It's about the expression itself. It's about the getting free. Exposure is not really about external validation. It's about getting free of the need for a certain kind of perception, a certain kind of way that others will receive you, because There may be a power driving you to it, as it drives me to it, to be of service, but also just to let things out, just to let things out. And, you know, for me, letting things out in this way, in this sort of public way, it's not so different. And in some ways, it's easier than more intimate conversations with one person, you know, because this is my thing. Like, there's no one else here. I mean, it gets shared with lots of people, but, you know, I can just go. I hit record and I can just go. And some people will be like, wow, it's so amazing that you can do that. But it's like, I need to do it this way. I don't want fucking people interrupting me with questions and their own emotion. You know, when you're really sensitive to other people's emotions, it can be a tricky game to really share vulnerably, because not ultimately, it's a learning game. You know, other people really can support you and can support me. But I've wrestled with that because I can feel people and they don't always want what they have to give. As harsh as that sounds. You know, just look, we learn more and more about ourselves, right? And in order for me to be able to receive what others have to give, I needed to create a space where it was unfiltered, unintruded upon. And maybe that won't always have to be the case, but it's sure as hell the case now, because, you know, there's a complexity of ocean inside of us. This is why when people ask me how I'm doing these days, I'm pretty much just like riding the wave. You know, I love that answer because I don't have to explain. I mean, what would it be to pinpoint one part of the wave, right? I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm doing well. I'm doing poorly. What does that mean in this moment? You know, and it can be helpful to get it out, but I think for me, I don't even really attach so heavily to my own ideas, my own words. So I wouldn't want other people to attach too heavily to it either. What do they really need to hear it for? Most people just want to check in so they can feel connected to you and have an entryway, a foothold into a conversation or whatever it's meant to be. And I get that, and I've learned to accept that. And I ask that question of other people, so I clearly impose that on others, and it just reflects some, you know, a resistance in me or a challenge in me, because, you know, I don't always know how to open that box cleanly. I'm a pretty good communicator, but when it comes to this stuff, you know, I feel everything. I feel everything, man. So, how am I doing? Riding the fucking wave. There are super high highs these days, you know, and some low lows. And that's what I express to people as well who are going through it. Because I receive information, you know, about this collective experience, but I'm not separate from it. And people had expressed that to me as I started to step into the channeling. They were like, you're going to need to figure out how to be that aspect of you and also be the personal you, because that part, they didn't say this, but I can see, you know, that part needs attention. When we talk about the inner child, whatever you want to call it, it would be really nice to just be a channel for divine light and never have to come back down into the ego, right? But I just ain't how it is, not for me. And I imagine not for many, because as I've said, you know, this is a time of deep trauma healing as well. So we're not escaping into spirituality. We're not escaping into being channels. We're allowing that in to show us a way to open an aspect of us, a divine aspect of us, and to share, but also to be the human being. And so this is me being the full spectrum of a human being,